Hello.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Stanley. I was looking for Mr. Dennis Hopper.
This is not his number.
It's not his number? Okay. Either way, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm just conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing our community and the nation.
Okay.
So the number was chosen randomly, and your individual answers are confidential, sir.
Okay.
So just real quick, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you, sir.
None.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. And I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yes.
Chances 50-50? Probably not. Yes, definitely?
100%. 100%.
It's important. What is your age?
64.
64. Thank you. And just to be sure, okay, we represent everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
White. Caucasian.
Okay, Caucasian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Strong, not so strong?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you, sir. Now, think about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Not at all.
Okay, so there's we have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gusenkamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't know who she is.
Is she the one that slept in jail? I mean,
I'll put the selection is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly approved, or don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, don't know.
Perfect. Thank you. Think about the issues the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of these issues, sir. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges and infrastructure, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence.
I'd say, let's see, the first one would be the border right now, and
okay,
then the second one would be the helping out our economy, I guess.
Okay, so I have border security, growing the economy, and creating jobs. Would that be accurate?
I think more.
Do you
want to hear
both of them again if you like?
Yeah, the one is going to be the border. That's
okay,
one of them, but
that.
I won't say the rest of them. Yeah.
So we have inflation, lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, infrastructure, climate change, protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence.
I go lowering costs.
Okay, lowering costs. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. So I got border security and fighting inflation, lowering costs. Is that good?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Let's see, which 50 means that you don't particularly are warm or cold. Let's see now. Let's start with Joe Biden. There's also, you can also have no opinion or never heard of them. So we could go
so
from
what's
0 to 100. 0 to 100. 50 beats.
Zero. Zero for Biden.
Got it. And let's see, Raul Garcia.
I don't know who he is, but I'll put a 5 because I don't know who he is.
Okay. There's also, you have that choice. No opinion, don't know, never heard of.
Okay. Yeah, I've said no opinion because I never heard of, I don't know who he is.
Okay. Perfect. And Donald Trump?
100.
100. Okay. And Maria Cantwell?
I'll give her a 0.
I think that's
okay. Joe Kent.
Is he from Washington? I think if that's Joe Kent from Washington, I'd give him probably about an 80.
Okay. Thank you. And then Marie Guzenkamp Bettis.
And I don't know who she is, so that'd be an NA or whatever. Don't know.
Okay. Right. Woke liberals in Congress?
Woke liberals in Congress? Mm-hmm. Them is 0.
0. Okay. And then we have the MAGA, MAGA Republicans.
Give them a 90.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And we have, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you.
Biden needs to be.
And then, and if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Marie Guzenkamp Bettis or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Thank you, sir. Now, even though you are not supporting Marie Guzenkamp Bettis, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Ms. Bettis? A small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you, sir. Next, I'd like to ask some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. And then I'll skip the little areas where it's like, you know what 5 means and 0 and 10, right?
Yeah, pretty, right.
Like, you know, okay. So from 1 to 10, what do you think is extremely important quality or attribute in your members of Congress? You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is someone who really understands and hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
That's a 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights and abortion, on contraception, and IVF.
Read that one more time.
Okay. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF?
Probably a 0 on that one.
Okay. And someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
A 10.
Okay. And a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right?
I'd give that one more of a 5, I think.
Okay. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
Oh, 10, definitely.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And now that I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Guzenkamp Bettis. Please rate each statement on a on a scale of 0 to 10. Let's just skip that. And you know what 5 means and 0 means.
Mm-hmm.
You may use any number between 0 to 10. I'll go ahead and read statements now, sir. Okay, so Marie Guzenkamp Bettis believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
I'd give that a 10.
Okay, sir. That's a 10. And the next one is Marie Gusenkamp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' installation costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Ten.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last one is Marie Gusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects the and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Right. I gave her probably an 8 on that.
Okay. So just so you know, we're about 80%. We just need to...
Okay.
20% to go. Sometimes, yeah, I just, you know, just make sure that I don't want to take too much of your time. But thank you for your time, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you don't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
Joe Kemp.
Okay, sir. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement from 0 to 10 again. Supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use 0 to 10. So the same thing that we just did, but with Joe Kent now. Well,
right.
It says... and I'm just reading, sir. I don't want you to think this is my – I'm totally neutral in all this. We can't trust Joe Kemp to put – yeah, I'm just reading off of what they give me. We can't trust Joe Kemp to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's the plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower the cost, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. That's a 1 through 10, sir.
I don't agree with the statement, so I'll give it a 0.
Okay, sir.
Or 1.
And, okay, whichever you'd like. I'm putting whatever you say, sir. Okay. Oh, you said 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications if elected. Kemp would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. 1 through 10, sir.
I'd go an 8.
Okay, sir. And... let's see, so that puts us at 90%. After hearing more about Joe Kemp, would you say you are more or less likely to support him in Congress?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, sir. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, would you say, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress? I mean, you can put whatever you want, sir.
So say that again one more time.
Yeah. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress?
None.
Okay.
No reason other than the Democrats are trying to smear him.
No reason. Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
2 years of college.
2 years of college. Some college vocational certificate, college grade. Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. And are you married?
Yes.
Married, living with a partner, single? Oh, you're married. Okay.
Married, yep.
Perfect. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. And think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Now, liberal is what? I never understand that term for either way.
Right.
Conservative or whatever. I never understand what those mean.
Well, they're so like, it's like, you know, I think everybody has their own balance on that and kind of would lean towards something. But I can't, you know, me, I have to stay in the middle, so I can't really tell you. It'd have to be your own personal way of understanding.
Yeah. I would put myself straight down the middle. Straight down the middle.
So
whatever.
Down the middle would be like a moderate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could lean either way.
mm-hmm. So you just want to be fair, right? That's what you're saying, basically?
Yep.
Okay, so how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week since I'm a pastor.
Oh. Okay, sir. So that completes our survey. Thank you. And I think I hear your wife in the background. Thank you both for helping us out. And let's see what happens this year, right?
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.